This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. You can always join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone to look up this episode or any one of our previous episodes. Now, by the way, to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. With any personal questions that you have that you want to relate this show to your specific situation, that's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are what's called a fee only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we specialize in comprehensive financial planning. That's where you are today, how retirement looks like, going over taxes, investments, estate planning, insurance, buying a house, selling a rental, you name it, folks, anything that involves a dollar sign, we do. And folks, we are offering a free financial assessment where we can help relate this show to your situation, where we can answer the questions that you may be having, or maybe want to just review your situation, making sure you're on track. Folks, we are offering that to you. Guys, give us a call. We have offices all across Southern California, including in the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, we have been on rapid growth these past few years, really because we are a very unique firm. We offer things that most firms don't offer. We go into comprehensive financial planning. And what I wanted to do, I wanted to bring in one of our CFPs. Now, that is a certified financial planner, okay? This is somebody who spent a year of their life on top of their undergraduate, on top of their experience, because you do need experience level to get to be a CFP. And I want to introduce our advisor. Her name is Annie Chen. Annie, how are you, madam?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're happy to have you. Now, you've been with us now for a few months now, and I am just excited for you to be at the firm. You come with a lot of energy, you come from a lot of passion, and you come from a lot of knowledge. So I just want to go over. I just want to say, number one, we appreciate having you here. How does it feel? How does the first quarter have felt at Falcon Wealth Planning?
It has been intense, but in the best way.
Okay, good. So I'm happy she said that last part. I got a little nervous there. So looking at kind of the first periods with us, obviously you're not new to investments.
No.
Okay, and to the finance industry. And you were doing financial planning before.
I was.
Okay. So we pride ourselves at our firm. We kind of pull up our collar, flop it up, and be proud saying we do true financial planning without saying anything bad about anybody, because we're not trying to, mostly just boosting about ourselves. How much was it of not so much a shock, because you knew so much coming in, but I mean, would you say, I guess, let me say this, how would you comment on our comments, or in this case, my comment of nobody does financial planning like us? What would be your comment to something like that?
Well, it might be good to give you an example of some conversations I've had with my husband and my family when they're asking, you know, how's your new job going? I would tell them...
Love it.
I would tell them that, you know, at my previous firm, I thought we did a really great job doing comprehensive financial planning for our clients. And our clients would tell us, you know, no other advisor would help us the way you guys have helped us. So I was like, you know, we're doing great. And then I joined Falcon, and then I felt like a total novice, because Falcon truly does go above and beyond in every area related to a client's finances, whether it's insurance, estate planning, taxes. You name it. They go into an extreme level of detail that I haven't seen happen at any other firm.
No, I appreciate that. And we do that. And that's why we try to get some of the top talent that's out there, because really Annie had her selection of where to go. And that's a blessing of working really hard, being extremely honest, and being extremely knowledgeable to gain these credentials that you've gained. And we're really, all our financial planners at Falcon Wealth Planning have they are certified financial planners. But let me ask, I mean, what was the deciding factor of joining Falcon Wealth Planning? I mean, what was it about us that intrigued you?
That's a good question. So the first thing was that Falcon Wealth Planning is fee only. So the certified financial planners do not receive a commission. They're paid a salary, which means that there is no conflict of interest. And the second thing was that we're all fiduciaries here. So we are legally obligated to put our clients' best interests first. And these two characteristics, fee only and fiduciaries, it sounds like it'd be common, but believe it or not, it's not. A lot of firms that reached out for to recruit me for an opportunity, after 1 to 2 meetings, I realized they're really just an insurance company disguising as a financial planning firm. At the end of the day, they didn't really care that I had my CFP. They'd rather have me get an insurance license.
You know, it's this industry, Wall Street, I call it, is dominated by commissions because they pay great. They pay fantastic. But unfortunately, it's conflict of interest. And the end loser in this is the client. And here at Falcon Wealth Planning, as you're alluding to, it's really the client first. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today in the studio, we have Annie Chen. She's a Certified Financial Planner at Falcon Wealth Planning. And we were discussing just kind of topics, what brought her to Falcon Wealth Planning. But I think what would be nice, what would be interesting is just kind of sharing with you some of the, I don't want to call them tactics, but maybe strategies, maybe just some ideas, some of the things that she's kind of, I don't want to say learned, but things that now she's adopting with client interactions. So Annie, what would you say, not to put you on the spot, so I apologize
no
in
pressure.
Advance, or maybe our production manager will edit this out if we just butcher this, but what would you say, I mean, some of the kind of the cool things that I guess you've learned. I mean, you don't have to go super specific, kind of big picture. If it's something I want to elaborate on, I can kind of just stop you and we can elaborate. But what would you kind of say some of the big things that takeaway so far?
I would say big picture, it's the tax planning that Falcon Wealth does for all their clients. So I didn't realize before that, or I should say I assumed before that most clients or all clients would be in a lower tax bracket at retirement. So it made complete sense to defer taxes for as long as possible. But since joining Falcon Wealth Planning, I realized that's not the case. About 30 to 40% of our clients are actually in a higher tax bracket at retirement. So then we apply a strategy called Roth conversions. So for clients, especially clients who are retiring early, over the period of their retirement before they turn age 70 and a half, where required minimum distributions start, they can take advantage of this time of having low income and being in a low tax bracket so that when they turn age 70 and a half, they're not in a higher tax bracket than before.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So a tax strategy, for example, if you're retired and you're maybe 65 years old and you're not taking money out of your retirement account, because your retirement account, when you take it out, you have to
pay ordinary income.
Okay, tax. You have to pay the tax. Okay, so there's no way around the tax, right?
Correct.
Okay, so pretty much what you're saying is you could be at that point prior to 70 and a half. You said something called RMD. What does that stand for?
It stands for required minimum distributions. And basically, when you turn age 70 and a half, the government says you can no longer defer all your taxes. We want you to take a minimum amount, and we're going to tax you at ordinary income rates.
Okay, so let's just say I had $1 million. I love how that sounds, by the way. But if I had $1 million, what would be roughly the amount that we would have to take out?
4%.
Okay, so what is that, $40,000?
Correct.
So I guess your point is you're going to be paying taxes on this money either way.
Correct.
Okay, so if that's the case, if you take it out early, you're paying it at a lower tax rate because you're not adding maybe Social Security to that. You're maybe not adding the required minimum distribution. Heck, if you're married, there could be another spouse that has a required minimum distribution. So your whole point is pay tax while it's cheap?
Exactly.
Okay, I love that idea. So, and that's just a good idea and why it's important, I should say, to look at the overall holistic approach to somebody's finances, not just managing somebody's money of whether it's $10,000 or $10 million and say, you're going to be great. Nothing else to worry about. Well, I mean, there's some certain things in life. We know death is certain and tax is certain. And with that being said, do you really want to pay unnecessary tax? And maybe I shouldn't use the word unnecessary, but if we use a term of avoidable and legally avoidable, I mean, we practice tax avoidance here, not tax evasion. That's a whole different type of retirement, if you know what I'm talking about. So it's looking at strategies that are vital. And by the way, if you're looking to just know, that was one of many that we have. If this is something you wanted to reach out to myself or to Annie or any one of our certified financial planners at Falcon Wealth Planning, folks, give us a call. We got offices all across Southern California, including here at the Inland Empire. We're offering a free financial assessment where we'll answer all your questions, tell you if you're on track, find the mistakes that you are doing and how to enhance them. We are more than happy to do that, folks. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Now, Annie, I know we're going on a break pretty soon, but I mean, on some of these strategies, you kind of just noticed a really important one, and you said tax planning is huge. Is there any other tax strategies that you kind of learned that, and maybe knew of or maybe read, but just anything in general that you were just like, man, I'm so happy that, you know, we're implementing strategies like this. Is there anyone that jumps out at you?
Another one is tax loss harvesting. So basically when the markets are down, a lot of times people either buy or do nothing, but we can maximize a down market by selling and capturing that loss, but in a way that's still beneficial to the client, where at the end of the day, when the markets return, they'll still have the same amount that they would have had they done nothing, but they've also captured a tax benefit.
Okay, so let me understand this. So if the market drops, you actually do some type of a strategy.
Correct.
And that doesn't affect their performance or returns.
Exactly.
Okay, and so they still have the same amount of money, but the benefit is you've now created a taxable event, which helps them in their taxes?
Exactly.
Okay, we got to talk more about this after the break, and we're going to go over a handful of more items that Annie's going to educate us on. Folks, I want you to stay with us. We'll be right back after a few words. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today I got in the studio Annie Chen. Annie Chen is a Certified Financial Planner here at Falcon Wealth Planning. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance, and we were just talking shop. We were just talking strategy. We were talking about what are the things she learned. She has all this experience in the industry, done financial plans at big firms, at all types, and now we just wanted to know, what's the difference? What are the things that you've seen? What are the things that you haven't done until coming to Falcon Wealth Planning? Not saying that she didn't know them. She knew them. She just wasn't put in position to execute them. And so now she's in position to execute them, and she came up with two strategies. One of them is a tax strategy, which is called Roth conversions. Another one is called tax loss harvesting. And a Roth conversion is pretty much taking money out of your IRA to pay the tax on it, but at a low tax rate. Because you're going to take money out whether you need it or not, whether it's an IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, you're going to take money out at 70.5, whether you need it or not. Her whole point is, why don't you just take it out while rates are cheap, while your personal tax rate's cheap? And heck, we don't know where tax rates are going. We're $22 trillion in debt. Social Security ain't so secure. Her whole point is take it out while it's cheap, while you know, versus when you know you might be in a higher tax rate. She was saying how she sees 30 to 40% of our clients on a daily basis are actually in a higher tax bracket in retirement than they were working. Then she went ahead and talked about tax loss harvesting. And pretty much what that means is if the market drops, obviously nobody wants to lose, but if you sell it and rebuy something similar, you can't buy the same, but similar, the very same second, you still will make the money on the rebound. But the benefit is let's just say you captured a $10,000 loss. You can actually write that off against your ordinary income. Now, if you are in, we'll say the 15% or excuse me, the 12% tax bracket, when you write that off, you're going to get back $1,200 in tax savings. Now, you can only write off $3,000 a year and so on, but the point is you get the write-off. It will save you money in taxes. In that example, you'll save $1,200 in taxes. So, and then that's a better tax rate. Ordinary income is always a higher tax rate than capital gains. So it was just a strategy that will save you more money. It's not a strategy that will increase your investment portfolio. It's a strategy that will increase your tax savings, which in essence is your wealth. It will save the money that you have. Your overall wealth accumulation goes up with this strategy. So Annie kind of went into detail of that. So that was a long 2-minute recap of the first half of the show. Annie, I didn't put you to sleep, did I?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, good. So, you know, that was a strategy. And we talked during the break about tax gain harvesting. This was another strategy that you want to share. I just thought I'd cut to the chase. Tell me a little bit about tax gain. We talked about tax loss harvesting, but what about tax gain harvesting?
So tax gain harvesting is, you know, depending on your tax bracket. For instance, if you were in the 12% tax bracket and you sold on purpose, you would pay no taxes. So why not take advantage of selling and not having to pay any taxes on those gains?
Got it. Okay. So, and the tax bracket, what bracket 12, is that?
12%.
So in the 12% and under, mm-hmm. you can purposely sell something that Correct. You've had at least a year mm-hmm. and pay no tax.
Exactly.
Okay. Why isn't people doing, did you just find out about this working at Falcon Wealth?
No, it's just, you know, at a lot of firms, I think they just don't want to get into this level of detail because it does require a lot of monitoring and a lot of work and implementation. So even though I was aware of these strategies, it just wasn't something that we did for all our clients, and especially not on a regular basis. But at Falcon Wealth Planning, we monitor their portfolio and we do implement these two strategies on a regular basis.
You know, I mean, that's I love that because for us, we pride ourselves to being tax planners. In your case, I mean, we look at taxes, right? I mean, mm-hmm. would you say every interaction you've had with somebody, you've looked at their taxes?
Absolutely.
Okay. And most financial professionals will say, well, you have to talk to a tax professional. This is what your advisor may say. We can't give tax advice. So aren't you giving tax advice?
Yes, we are. Essentially, we are giving tax advice, but I think that's what makes us different and makes us unique because, you know, a lot of our clients, they won't get this kind of help from even their CPAs because CPAs, they're more like great historians. They take the information that you give them and they put it into their program and they're able to generate an accurate tax return for you, but they don't necessarily all want to be proactive in tax planning. And if your financial advisor isn't doing tax planning and looking ahead and your CPA isn't doing any tax planning, then really you're not maximizing a lot of advantages that you can have if you had just found an advisor that did some tax planning for you.
Yeah, I love that. And that is so true because most advisors out there truly just focus on investing money. And we call those investment advisors. And it's not just about investment advisors, okay? It's about financial planners. And by the way, people can call themselves whatever they want. But I think if you're going to say you're a financial anything, whether financial advisor, financial consultant, financial planner, you have to understand someone's overall financial situation. And the most important document of someone's financial situation, Annie, I mean, what would you say?
It's their tax return.
It tells you everything about them.
Absolutely.
Is their tax return. I think that's extremely crucial and what makes us different than most firms that are out there. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Sheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host to More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend, talking about all important topics in personal finance. And today I got in the studio Annie Chan. She's also a Certified Financial Planner working at Falcon Wealth Planning. We were talking about just strategies available and why you're not hearing these. Some of you might be hearing this for the first time. Some of you might be hearing this and your advisor is still not doing it. And they might have some fancy, long-winded way of explaining to you why they don't do it or why they don't need to do it. It's because they don't have they're not equipped to do it. Most of them have regulations and compliance that won't allow them to give any type of tax advice. And the reason is they just don't have the knowledge, the know-how, or just the infrastructure to make sure what they're telling you is right. So they just made a decision, a business decision, not to give you that advice. We're here at Falcon Wealth Planning. We know that for certain clients, taxes are going to take more from you than the stock market will ever take away from you. And I think implementing taxes as part of your overall financial plan is vital. And folks, that's why we are offering a free financial assessment where we can help relate the show to your specific situation. We can let you know what opportunities available, some of these strategies that Annie spoke about, how you can take advantage of them, and also making sure you're on track, avoiding high fees, costs, and commission. Folks, give us a call. We would love to help. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can put together an assessment for you to answer all those questions. Because everyone here at Falcon Wealth Planning is certified financial planning, like Annie. Annie, you are a certified financial planner. I mean, how was studying for that test, by the way?
It was not easy.
I mean, it's at least a year, right?
It is at least a year. I decided to take all the courses in person, and so it took even longer. But I'm glad I did because I was able to get a lot more detail.
Okay, so did you go to UCLA, UC Irvine, something like that?
I took it through the UCLA program.
Got it. All right. So God bless you. I think you even got your undergraduate from there.
I did.
So you kept it consistent with the Bruins, huh?
I love the Bruins. What can I say?
My wife got her education from USC.
Won't talk about that.
We will just ignore that. So, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the type of advisor out there. How come not everybody gets a CFP? I mean, outside of it taking forever and passing a really hard test that almost half the people fail, I mean, why is it that you decided to be a CFP?
I decided to be a CFP because I really wanted to be well-rounded. I wanted to help clients using a holistic approach. I didn't want to just focus on their investments. I didn't want to just focus on their insurance. I wanted to be able to help clients in all aspects of their finances, everything with a dollar sign. And I feel like in order to do that and to do that well, I needed a strong foundation. And the CFP program helps give their candidates a strong foundation in every area of finance.
I love that. And that is true. And that's why every advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning has a CFP. And that's just something that we hold ourselves true to because we want to give the best service possible. We pride ourselves on being second to none, which is a nice way of saying we want to be the best. And so looking at that, there's other ways to also of our competition that's out there. Some of them are fee only, like us at Falcon Wealth Planning. Now, those are firms that do not charge commissions and can only get compensated on hourly basis or on a percentage basis and nobody else. The investment firms can't pay them. So there's no sales incentives. There's no other way of compensation. Then there's fee-based people out there. Then the fee-based people are those that are a little tricky. God bless Wall Street. And actually, I'll come back to fee-based. I'll explain that. First, let me have Annie talk about commission-based. Commission-based seems pretty easy, but just go into detail. How does commission-based work?
I would say the simplest way to explain it is that the advisors are motivated to sell a specific product because they get a commission from that product. So if they can offer product A or B, but they get a higher commission for product A, they're going to tell you, hey, you should buy product A, even though B would have been better and cheaper for you.
Right. So I love that. And it's very simple. They sell product for commission. Fee base is bizarre. God bless Wall Street. Wall Street, they have to confuse you, right? Because now you think a fee only is a fee based, when really a fee based also offers a hybrid of commissions and fee only work, which means they could charge. So it's hard. You don't know what they're being charging you out there. They still hold what's called a Series 7 license, which that's a question I would ask your advisor. If they hold a Series 7 or any series license, Series 6, Series 63, any of those, they have the opportunity to charge commission. So I would be very careful with that because really you don't know what you're being sold. So by the way, Annie, we are wrapping up the show. I really appreciate that. The whole point of us talking about the three different types of advisors out there is fee only is the way you can guarantee yourself you will not have a conflict of interest, because the statutes of that registered investment advisor, that fee only doesn't allow you to do that. Annie, I want to thank you for being part of this show today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we'll make sure to bring you back as well.
Sounds good.
Folks, as we close out this show, we want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always look up our podcast, More Knowledge, More Wealth, to get this episode or any one of our previous episodes. You can always reach out to us with any questions you have that you want to relate this show to your situation. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.